How to. Page 32. Understand a recording. 50 years later, mystery of Alcatraz escape endures.
50 years ago, three men set out into the frigid waters of the San Francisco Bay in a raft made out of raincoats. They were taking part in one of the most daring prison escapes in U.S. history. Most people assume the men have been at the bottom of the bay since the night they broke free from Alcatraz. But the legend has held that if they survived, the men would return on the 50th anniversary of their escape. Highly unlikely scenario. But that anniversary was yesterday, and NPR's Laura Sullivan spent the day on Alcatraz. She wasn't the only one.
Exactly 50 years ago, Frank Morris and John and Clarence Anglin looked out at these exact same turbulent waters, and they knew that in just a few hours, they would be heading out in their homemade raft. It was such a brilliant plan, a year in the making. They tunneled their way out of their cells using largely kitchen spoons, and they climbed up the plumbing to the roof of this large beige building behind me and shimmied down the drain pipe that's still hugging the wall right now. They ran down to the water and right here set off. And they were never seen again.
I'll never believe they're dead. I don't believe they're dead.
Marie Widener is John and Clarence Anglin's little sister. She was in her 20s when she heard the news.
I was listening to the radio when they told about it, and I cut my iron off, and I run to my neighbor's house, and I said, "Did you hear what was on the radio? My brothers escaped from Alcatraz."
Investigators eventually found a paddle, a couple life vests, a sealed plastic bag with letters and addresses, but no sign of the men. Exactly 50 years ago, Frank Morris and John and Clarence Anglin looked out at these exact same turbulent waters, and they knew that in just a few hours, they would be heading out in their homemade raft. It was such a brilliant plan, a year in the making. They tunneled their way out of their cells using largely kitchen spoons, and they climbed up the plumbing to the roof of this large beige building behind me and shimmied down the drain pipe that's still hugging the wall right now. They ran down to the water and right here set off. And they were never seen again.
I'll never believe they're dead. I don't believe they're dead.
Marie Widener is John and Clarence Anglin's little sister. She was in her 20s when she heard the news.
I was listening to the radio when they told about it, and I cut my iron off, and I run to my neighbor's house, and I said, "Did you hear what was on the radio? My brothers escaped from Alcatraz."
Investigators eventually found a paddle, a couple life vests, a sealed plastic bag with letters and addresses, but no sign of the men.
50 years ago, three men set out into the frigid waters of the San Francisco Bay in a raft made out of raincoats. They were taking part in one of the most daring prison escapes in U.S. history. Most people assume the men have been at the bottom of the bay since the night they broke free from Alcatraz, but the legend has held that if they survived, the men would return on the 50th anniversary of their escape. Highly unlikely scenario, but that anniversary was yesterday, and NPR's Laura Sullivan spent the day on Alcatraz. She wasn't the only one.
Exactly 50 years ago, Frank Morris and John and Clarence Anglin looked out at these exact same turbulent waters, and they knew that in just a few hours, they would be heading out in their homemade raft. It was such a brilliant plan, a year in the making. They tunneled their way out of their cells using largely kitchen spoons, and they climbed up the plumbing to the roof of this large beige building behind me and shimmied down the drain pipe that's still hugging the wall right now. They ran down to the water and right here set off. And they were never seen again.
I'll never believe they're dead. I don't believe they're dead.
Marie Widener is John and Clarence Anglin's little sister. She was in her 20s when she heard the news.
I was listening to the radio when they told about it, and I cut my iron off, and I run to my neighbor's house, and I said, "Did you hear what was on the radio? My brothers escaped from Alcatraz."
Investigators eventually found a paddle, a couple life vests, a sealed plastic bag with letters and addresses, but no sign of the men.